Raver Session. What time is it? It's Raver Session, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Bonjour, mademoiselle and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Raver Session with
Corey
and Esther Love. We are so glad to have you here once again.
Come on.
We need to release a mistake, y'all. Right? It will make sense.
Okay, I feel like we need to dig deep and dive in to the topic for today. Like, seriously.
Like, just go for it.
Just go for it.
All right.
So the topic is the era of irresponsible Christians. Do you want me to say that again?
Say it again.
The era of irresponsible.
Of irresponsible.
Christians.
Woo! Corey, where'd you come up with that from?
Different observations.
Wow.
Observations of believers.
Observer Corey.
We did this together. Don't put it on me.
We did this together. Don't put it on me.
Okay? Don't put it on me. We did this together.
Well, you are the main observer.
Anyways. I observed.
Exactly. You observed.
Some believers,
mm-hmm.
Christians,
mm-hmm.
I like to call them more believers,
mm-hmm.
are playing the Lord, help me.
Mm.
And they go to sleep. And as well.
Are we not supposed to go to sleep?
Yeah,
I see a lot of quotes on Instagram. Throw it on God and sleep.
Please. There is more to that statement, okay? There's more to it. They didn't just say throw it on God and sleep, like it literally means.
Leave it on God and don't pick it back up and sleep.
Yeah. Throw it on God.
Are you saying that's not right?
It's not right.
Ah.
I mean, they just use it as like a catchy title. There's more
but
to it.
But Jesus said, come to me, all you are heavily burdened.
Yes.
And I will give you rest.
Of course.
It's a fancy way of saying, throw it on Jesus and sleep.
Of course.
And rest.
Of course. But there is more. Behind that scripture,
okay.
There is more behind that title, okay. that quote. If you ask the person to please, can you buttress? You'll be shocked at what you'll find.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm so sure.
All right.
Because, you cannot go and rest when you just have, you know, I mean, like, you can't just go and rest.
Why can't you just go and rest?
The rest is like a metaphor. It's like, go and rest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Just do your part.
Mm.
It's like, instead of you toiling,
mm.
why not ask me for direction first before you go do it?
Mm. Rest in me.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in my knowledge.
Yeah, so back to the scenario I was painting that believers and Christians who are like, we're going to go do the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work for the Lord. We're going to pray.
Mm.
We're praying by 6 p.m. We're praying by 9 p.m. We're praying by 8 a.m. We're praying by 6, 7, 5. But their personal, the other areas of their lives, they are exhibiting traits of irresponsibilities.
Wow.
They are rubbing shit, if that's a good word to use.
Excuse the French.
Yeah. They are using their sense of irresponsibility to rub dirt on the name of God. That's how I see it. Because how can you be a believer and in your workspace, in your academics, in your relationship, you're not exhibiting the trait of your father, of the one who lives in you?
Mm.
You're underperforming.
Mm.
You know? So I feel like this is an important topic. Let us just bring it to the table. Let's shake the table. Let's talk about it.
Don't shake my table.
Like, let's talk about it. Let's know if I am overthinking this,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I am not looking at things from a particular direction. Because I feel like in a space where we have believers and unbelievers, you're struggling to see the believers thrive.
Mm.
And you're wondering, what is going on? They pray, like, before you know it, I'm going to church.
Mm.
Or I have fellowship.
Mm.
Or please, can you give me some mint? I'm going to pray.
Mm.
Or why are you not eating today? Oh, I'm fasting.
Mm.
And they're seeing you do all of these spiritual exercises, but your life, your character does not exhibit it.
Mm.
You're acting irresponsible. You're submitting projects late.
Mm.
You are, like, I'm talking too much. What do you think?
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
I'm just... So,
yeah. So I want... I want you to come into the picture. What do you think?
You know, I want to talk, but I feel like I'm talking myself too.
Because, I mean... I like that.
We are all on this table.
Yeah, we are all on this table. Just to let you know. Like, that's even the most interesting part of this. And I think that's even why we decided to bring it to the table.
I'm, like, probably in the center of the table.
Girl, if we are the center, then I think...
I should not talk about it.
If you are the center... No, you talk... I'm talking about if you are the center.
Excuse me.
I think I'm at the top. I'm at the top floor. Because I'm talking about myself. Everything I just spoke about. Like, that's just me. I just described to you all. Yeah. So just letting you know, I felt like I didn't want it to be too early to say it was me, yo. So I'm on that table as well. So.
Well, this is conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna start by letting people know that I'm on this table.
Yeah.
If you're on this table, pull a chair and join us.
Okay.
Because we're about to reflect on ourselves and make a decision to change.
Yeah, we're about two or three are gonna
So join us.
Yeah.
But really seriously, the believers we have these days, even from the supposedly elders, we are becoming extremely irresponsible.
Right.
Like, I look back at the time of, you know, the Bible times.
Mm-hmm.
You could see responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They were responsible. They took charge of things.
Right.
You know, going back to Paul, even before he became Paul, before he even started working for good, he was Saul. He was diligent in what he was doing. And what was he doing? Killing Christians.
Diligently.
He was diligently persecuting the church.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, if you want to name things, like, I'm a very zealous person. God intentionally chose him because he saw that the fire this guy is using to do bad things, if I change his heart, he will use the same exact fire and diligence and responsibility to win souls. And he did exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made sure that he did times two, you know, of what he was doing, persecuting church, now, you know, reaching and sharing Christ with the church. But And he was like, if you don't work, you're not going to eat. He's like, who came to deceive you people? Are you mad? If anybody, it was like, you that you're sleeping with your brother's wife or your sister's wife, anybody do that, throw them out of the community.
Don't take nonsense.
He was like, we're not taking rubbish over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bible says you should live a life worthy of the salvation that you've received, of the gospel.
Right.
Work out your salvation.
Salvation, yes. It will bless the work of your hands.
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to bear fruits that are keeping in step with repentance that you claim that you have.
Absolutely.
But we are opposite. We are the prosperity Christians these days. The small people be God people. we have a lot of faith, but little work.
Mm-hmm.
We pray.
Mm, right.
And God has said, go and do this, but we're not doing it.
Right.
And it's even sadder because it's either we are giving so much, like, if you're working for your boss, like, we give so much attention to that because we know that if we don't do the job well, they'll fire us.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to private working for God, we are so lackadaisical in that area. Like, we're very irresponsible in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the flip side, we are doing ministry so well, and then when we go to work, we are so irresponsible. We're not taking that, you know, very, you know, as serious as we should. We cannot slack in both areas.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. We're not supposed to slack in both areas.
Yeah, because your life is a living testimony.
Exactly. We need to see ourselves as representations of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to be very, we're supposed to exemplify Christ to the world, right?
Right.
I'm just going to bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I want to teach my students, and I wake up and I'm just like, oh, should I cancel the class for today? Oh. And then I'm like, girl, snap out of it. Like, a lot of times I have to, like, snap myself out of it, okay? Because I can't be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my job. And then there are a lot of times, you know, it's like, I get up early to go to work, but then on Sundays, I'm dragging my feet. It's like, you can get up at 6 o'clock to go to a job, but you can't get up early to go to church. So it's like we're either responsible on one area,
mm-hmm.
or we're irresponsible in both
mm-hmm.
areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that should not be. Like, we need a good balance. We are not supposed to be a different person at church and a different person at work,
yeah.
in our community. We're supposed to be the same person. This yeah. should be consistency. And it should be evident in the things we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a lot of people, they pray. They're like, God, why are you not helping me? God, I'm praying day and night. And people will even start mocking you. You are always praying. You're always doing that. But look at your life. And because of you, people are saying bad things to God.
Right.
You're the issue.
Mm-hmm.
God is giving you a job. You're not working out of it. He is giving you brain, talent. You're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
But you are 5 ministries at our church. Like, you are taking 2 more than you can handle. I was listening to a sermon by Pastor Robert Morris. He said, as human beings, sometimes we act like we're superhumans. You are not a super. You are human.
Table broken.
You are human. There's only so much you can do. Like, we try to do so much because it makes us feel. And then, because of you're doing that, you are lacking. You are some places, some areas are suffering. I would rather you do as much as you can do and do everything 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've given 50% to this one, you've given 10% here, then there's an area that will be like 5%. And it's so bad that it's evident in some people's family. Like all these pastors and elders, they are awesome when they're in church. But at home, they are not a good father, the good husband that they should be to their family. Because they are somewhat 100% at church or where other people can see them. But they're irresponsible in the private. And that should not be. God is not pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
No, he's not. Never pleased with such.
Yeah. And I think it's very bad because we use God as an excuse.
Mm. Mm.
I think that's where it is. So bad.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't do this because, oh, I'm working for God.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't do that because, oh, I was praying.
I submitted an assignment late because, oh.
I was meditating.
See, this just brings me to laziness, okay? There's some prayers that we should stop praying.
Oh, yeah.
We should, we should literally stop because God has enabled you, has given you all that you need. But it's just your laziness that is depriving you. Procrastination. Imagine telling God, Lord, please help me to do this today. I want to achieve this. But you stay in bed. You've wasted God's time.
Oh, what do you mean they're staying in bed? You're waiting for God to come pick them up.
Ooh. Wow, so God will come from heaven and pick you from bed to help you.
You haven't seen that? Somebody told me that testimony.
Oh!
Yeah, like, God lifted him from his bed, took him to the bathroom, bathed him, put on his clothes, took him to work. Girl, don't be sleeping on the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I never knew, girl! I've been slacking that up!
Do you want me to introduce you to that next level?
I don't want I'm not interested. The God that I know doesn't work that way. Even Jesus. Jesus. I'm sure he, at some point his sandals talk or wow or something. Because I mean, like, there are days that I would just, let me just bring it home. There are days that I'd be like, Lord, today help me to achieve what I need to do today. But I would drag myself to carry my laptop. Drag myself to, you know, and I'm like, yo, girl, what's this? I mean, that prayer is actually wasted because God is ready. He's ready. He's ready to help you. And then you're just there laying in bed, being reluctant to do anything. And to the point that to even go and pick up food in the fridge, you rather stay hungry. That's how lazy, you know, one has become. You know, so, and if you look at some unbelievers, all they just have is that they're just doing things right.
Yeah, hardworking.
Just doing things
right. Responsible.
Just responsible. A sense of responsibility. In fact, just simple waking up in the morning, just routines. Is making them do good in life. Not to talk of you would not have
that extra grace.
Extra. That you don't have to do much. You don't even have to really have routine like that. Just do what is right. Just pick up your laptop and start typing. And you start seeing the flow of ideas that will come to you. Some unbelievers need to probably read extra or do something, some things extra, you know. But you already have the grace that the Holy Spirit can just give you an idea of, instead of you reading that chapter, read this chapter. Just making things a lot easier for you, you know, just helping you, enabling you, inspiring, is inspiring you and all of that. You know, and guess what? Some of these traits that we exhibit, it affects us more spiritually.
Of course.
When you look at your spiritual life, it's getting rotten, but you don't know. So we just need to, like, know that as much as I'm praying to God for help, I have to do my part. As much as I am living my life or I'm thinking I'm just doing things in my pace, understand that there is a standard as a Christian, and that is you serve a God, the one who is the ruler of heaven and earth, that owns the world. Imagine the whole world, not just your planet, not just your continent or something. Like, the whole world lives inside of you, the one who is excellent himself.
Wow.
So you can't afford to operate below the standard of excellence. Picture it that way. So when you want to be lazy, when you want to act that way, remember that. And again, like I said before, that your life is a living testimony, right? You are like a lookbook to so many people.
Yeah.
Some people are waiting to see, okay, let me see. Ah, she said God is good. Let me see. What can I see? What God's good about God in her life?
Wow.
And guess what? We get carried away talking about so much about God, forgetting to reflect, like, consciously let our life reflect him. Even sometimes God is actually trying to reflect himself through our life, but we're not even letting him. We're not letting him. We're just there. And don't be even too caught up with, I want to do this for God. Yeah, you want to do it for God. At the same time, balance it. Let your life speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know, because your life is already on its own speaking for itself. You know, when you're not there, your life is saying something. You're leaving your shadows behind everywhere you go.
That's so true.
So let it be worth it. Let it be worth the glory given back to God. Yeah. If you are going to say, I'm a child of God, I stand for God, I'm projecting God, always remember that you don't want to bring stain to the name of God. So wherever you go, as you are burning spiritually, at the same time, let your shadows that you're leaving behind burn for God in the hearts of people. Because at the end of the day, you're not doing it for anybody. You're doing it for the God whom you serve.
Yeah.
So if you say you're a believer, you are projecting that. You're not even a coded Christian that probably don't really post much about God. Even if you're a coded Christian, your life is still saying something. So if you are coded, your shadows or the traits you're leaving behind when you meet people is not going to lie. It's going to still tell of who you are. Even no matter how coded you are, you cannot code the Holy Spirit. You cannot code the power of God in you. It will come. It will burst forth. You know? So, whatever kind of Christian you are, maybe the one that is coded or not coded, or the one that make noise or don't make noise, just remember that your life alone, without a word, is passing a message. And do you want your life to be speaking something different that does not glorify your Father? and you're saying, oh, you love God. If you love God, you make sure that you're intentional. You're not by your power, though, not by your might, you know, at the same time. But for the by the Spirit, says the Lord, for the Spirit to help you, you have to even help yourself.
Yeah. Like, it takes two to tango. Like, bam. Can two walk together? Say they agree.
No way. So and that's it.
Ultimately, we serve a responsible God. Like, when God says he's going to do something, he does it. We can hold God by his word. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bible itself is his word. Like, these are promises that has been made, like, years ago, but he's still standing on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's never late. It's always on time.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's going to do something, he does it. Mm-hmm. He's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be responsible. Jesus said, let your yes be yes,
mm-hmm.
and your no be no.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, like, that's why, personally, I don't really like making promises. I'll be like, I'll try. Because if I give you a yes, then I know that I have to abide by that yes.
Because
I really hate when I give people like a deadline or give someone like, I'm going to do this by then, mm-hmm. I don't. And another thing is, I know life happens. If that happens, give notice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just, I think it all boils down to sometimes normal etiquette. Like, we're just rude Christians these days. We, like, we're more like sport royalty.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it is.
Like, we're sports kids. Like, so sports. Like, so sports. Like, because some of us be like, oh, I have God. Like, God is always blessing me. I don't even have to do much, so we don't do much. It's like, gotta pick up your butt, girl. Yeah. Like, stop it. I'm blessing you, but the Bible even says that you were a child. You, by now, you should be a man.
Mm.
You should be eating meat.
Stay there.
You got to grow. You might have been taking care of you as a child, but he's expecting growth. But we still have 40, 50-year-old people mm-hmm. acting like children, and we're not growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is so not right. Like, we need to, like you said, our life has to be responsible. Actions, words,
mm-hmm.
everything we do, we need to be very intentional about. Like, again, thinking of the fact that people are watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will be shocked. I call it unaware ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I was so inspired. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't do nothing.
I was just doing me.
I was just living my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, you had no idea who that inspired or who that, you know...
Misled.
Thank you, definitely. Like, oh my God, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you wake up and realize that you're not living for just you.
Mm-hmm.
You are so not living for just you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be responsible.
Right.
Yeah, people, nations are waiting on me.
Mm.
I could be ruining someone's life with this thing I'm doing. Or I could be impacting life with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to definitely be very considerate of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, brings me back to when I was coloring my hair. I could have been totally responsible with that situation, I swear. Like, so someone was like, one of my friends was like, oh, why are you coloring your hair? Because you're a Christian. And, you know, and...
Which I found, you know, I found that thing dicey. Like, yo, don't you have a mind of your own?
Stop it.
That's how I feel.
But, like, you know, the Bible says that if eating meat will cause your brother to stumble, stop it.
Right.
Even though eating meat is not bad.
Mm.
But if it's going to cause your fellow brothers and sisters to stumble or to sin,
mm-hmm.
then it has become bad for you if you eat it knowing that. So, at first, I was like, very responsible about, like, hey, coloring my hair is no big deal. Like, what are you talking about? Like, God has no issue with that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it took the Holy Spirit, you know, convicting me, like, you know, taking me to that scripture in Romans. And I was like, wow.
Mm.
Wow. Like, evidently, I had to realize that knowledge is not enough. We have to mix it with love.
Yeah.
And I think if we live our life knowing that, I could be affecting people with this, and we live from a point of love, then we will be more responsible. Because then you know that I'm not just living for me. Whatever I do, you know, if you love your brothers as you love yourself, if you don't want them to stumble, if you don't want to affect someone's life, even your life, by your irresponsibility, then we would, you know, change that situation. So ever since then, I'm not coloring my hair. At the every time I want to color my hair, I'm like, oh, that color looks so good, I want it, but I'm not going to color my hair because it's not worth it. It's not worth causing someone to stumble. Like, what is coloring of hair compared to someone's soul and life? Like, yeah. So, again, it's getting so rampant, the irresponsibility among believers. And we very, very much need to address that and just be intentional. Very intentional, going back to intentionality. But it's not, I know there are days we don't feel like it. Days that, like you said, it's hard to get out of your bed. There are gonna be days like that, but it takes, ask God for the strength, but then you also make the effort.
And don't make those days a culture. Like, really? I wanna.
You be making it a culture?
You have to take your hat off. Like, there's this person that we had, like, we came together as a team to do, like, a project together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this person, you knew the urgency of this project, you know, why we wanted to put it out and all of that. Everybody did their part, and then it was not left for you to do your part, right? Mm. And then one thing I observed with that happening was that this person was asking us to gather for fellowship, for, you know, prayers, for that, and all of that. Yeah. And I'm like, to me, I feel like I felt slapped in the face.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I get it, importance of fellowship. But if you can plan out a time for us to come together to pray, you cannot plan out a time to get something you know is urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we have to chase you? Like,
chase you?
Do we have, like, I mean, when we ask you, oh, you've been busy.
Mm.
Okay, get it. But I'm not trying to compare. That's the tricky thing about this thing, yeah? Now, I'm sounding like someone that does not want to probably pray, or that is like, oh, comparing all the things of God with just common project, God first. And that's where some Christians or some believers, you know, begin to mix things up.
Mm-hmm.
Create time and spend time with God, but don't leave other people hanging after you've committed to something.
Because until the work comes to an end and all we have solely is fellowship, worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we have other things on earth that we have to be responsible for. And Jesus
also had a lot of things he was doing.
We have bills to pay, come on. Like, you can fellowship with God while you're working. Like, stop it. Yes, put God first, but other things should not be in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
God is definitely not pleased with you being like, God, I'm just going to worship you, give you 100% of my time, and your family is suffering, your bills are piled up, you're not doing your responsibility to people that you owe it to.
Or you go and pay a huge amount of money to church, and then your bills are there, and they're like, Lord, provide for me.
So a seed. The Lord will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that God did not tell you to do that, that's another thing. Don't be putting on God what he didn't tell you to. Stop being irresponsible and stop testing God. Any other thing you want to say before we wrap this up?
Please be responsible. Be a responsible Christian. Lola, be a responsible believer. Be a responsible Christian.
I will.
Akorede, be a responsible Christian. Be a responsible believer.
I will.
God will not fall down from heaven to help you. You know, don't take God for granted. Don't take him for granted. Yes, it will do it for you. It's part of your entitlement. But still, you know, don't take him for granted. You know, don't take him for granted. It's your right, but don't take him for granted.
So, right, yeah, I personally, I am going to ensure to be intentionally responsible this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to actually live what I preach, what I read.
Hallelujah.
Like, what I read, what I expect from other people. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. I mean, I'm going to need God's help with it, but mm-hmm. I'm also going to do my part.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yes, everyone, thank you so much.
We're so done with this conversation that we both just picked up our phone. Yo, guys, responsible Christians. We're not done with this. We're moving on to the next thing.
You are so irresponsible.
You too, girl. And you too, listening, in case you are.
I decree and declare that every spirit of irresponsibility on you be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That you become responsible. Amen. You become accountable. Amen. You exemplify and imitate your father.
Amen.
You be who your father is. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Go into the world and do great things.
Oh, hallelujah, sister. We're going in to walk the talk. Okay, now. Talk the walk. Walk the talk. Yeah, we're walking the talk.
Bye, girl.
Bye, people.
Everyone, keep thinking deep.
Stay real.
And live it. Love you.
Peace out. Baby, let's go. Let's go.